The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
Boker tov, Keith. Always a delight to start my day on a Friday with such a lovely, vibrant team.
Thank you so much. Howie Saxty not joining us this morning. He's in Cape Town at the moment. And so you got me and Matt and Lindy Ware, who's standing in for Zanati, who'll be back on Tuesday. So let's talk
about a triumphant trio. What can I say?
Rolene, can we talk about some softer news stories that you possibly didn't cover during the week? Gal Gadot, she's still in the news.
Oh, you know what? She just keeps on making the news, and all for the right reasons. First of all, she's GQ's Woman of the Year, and totally understandable. But Gal Gadot just continues to prove that she's not just a Wonder Woman character. She really is a real-life Wonder Woman, and this is so evident in the way she treats her fans. We saw her at Comic-Con calm down a little girl who was so beyond starstruck, she was sobbing her eyes out. And we hear often of incidents where she sent a fan a little note, or she sent a child a little toy, and now she has sent a autographed photo to Kelly Clarkson's daughter, and saying to the daughter that her own mother, Kelly, is a true Wonder Woman. And she really is fast getting the reputation of somebody who's just as lovely on the inside and as gracious to everybody she meets as she is on the outside. So Kelly Clarkson fangirled out, totally fangirled out, as so would I have, and said that, you know, she made this little one so happy in the picture. It's just this child beaming her little heart out. And she says that Kelly Clarkson went like full fangirl. She said because Variety at the Power of Woman luncheon, they honored Gal Gadot as a bold female figure. And she also made the news a couple of weeks ago again around the controversy that's surrounding sex scandals in the U.S. And she quite rightly pulled out of Wonder Woman 2 until Brett Ratner, who is accused of sexual harassment, withdraws. So she's taking a stand, you know, not just for the little ones, showing them what it's like to be truly gracious and truly wonderful, but she's taking a stand for anybody who's been a victim of sexual harassment.
Very nice. Go Gal Gadot. She was. All right.
Well, she's our gal. I mean, I tell you, do we climb the naches here?
I'm sure
it's
you
like
do.
She's all of our daughter.
All right. GoFundMe. What is this? They're raising money for New York Times Nazi. What?
You know, there are those GoFundMe campaigns where you can raise money for this, and you can raise money for that, and you can raise money for Rolene's shoe habit. Just putting it out there, people.
Yes.
But it looks like, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It looks like white supremacists or neo-Nazis are using all the social media platforms to work in their favor. So they've started their own kind of Twitter breakout. I can't remember what it's called, but I know that its logo is a frog. I don't know why the logo is a green frog. My apologies to Kermit. We know that you don't subscribe to these kind of revolting ideologies.
Do you know about Pepe the Frog?
I don't know about Pepe the Frog. I thought it was Pepe Le Pew the Skunk.
No, there's Pepe the Frog. And Pepe the Frog he's a meme. Have you seen some of those memes with the green frog on it?
Yes.
That's Pepe the Frog. And Pepe the Frog went from being a meme to being a social commentator. Is it that frog?
It could be that frog. I mean, I wouldn't think a frog named Pepe would be part of a white supremacist movement, but they seem to have hijacked this poor frog, unbeknownst to the frog. And because many of them are banned more and more on Twitter. And now it seems that they have hijacked GoFundMe with GoFundMe. So basically the story is there was a columnist called Tony Hovata. Well, actually, no. Rewind that. The New York Times wrote a column about Tony Hovata, who is a Nazi sympathizer. And in the aftermath of this column, both Havata and his wife were fired from their restaurant jobs. They're newlyweds. They live in New Carlisle in Ohio, for apparently for safety and financial reasons. So now the Havatas, their very, very extreme, their white supremacist viewpoints have cost them their income. So now their white supremacist friends have launched a fundraising campaign called Goy Fund Me, and apparently they want to raise, or they aimed to raise $1,000. But what is really, really worrying is that they've raised $8,600. Please, people, don't fund these. Insert whatever description you want here.
Interesting. I've just researched, and it is Pepe the Frog that's on that.
Do they know that Pepe the Frog is perhaps an immigrant?
No, he's not an immigrant, but it's interesting. Even the Anti-Defamation League has got a whole article on Pepe the Frog. Who knew?
I tell you, we live in the most bizarre world. But, you know, all joking aside, it really, really is worrying. It's really worrying that not only are these white supremacists seem to be gaining more and more momentum, but they're going for a younger generation. I mean, I read this week that they were even thinking of targeting the pre-university and even the pre-teen kid. I mean, can you imagine? The only other people I know that target children that aren't even in their teens yet for this kind of incitement is a whole other group. And to me, that is child abuse.
How this GoFundMe is funding white supremacists. You with us, Rolene?
I'm with you. It's a little bit of Balagan Babok here in my office. I don't know if you heard my loud yelp as my cat bit my toe.
No. So wish we had.
I am under attack here.
Okay.
Ow.
All right. So
I'm literally, I mean, if you had a camera into my office, you would see that I've got my headset on and I'm like, I'm trying my best to keep away from the animal that's commandeered my chair and is biting me. Okay.
So I'll tell you what, let's do one more story. And Israel opening school to teach kids vocational skills in South Sudan.
I love this story. You know, Israel Aid, the gift that keeps on giving, in my opinion, the first to be on site when there are natural disasters around the world, has now opened up what they call a STEM center. So it's their first center for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This is their very, very first center, and they've opened it up in the South Sudan to give kids there, and they aim to teach about 10,000 young Sudanese students, building and construction, electronics, computing, chemistry. So a lot of vocational type skills and training. So this is really, really wonderful and real tachlis in Tikkun Olam, because they believe that this is what can contribute to building the social development, the economy of this very, very new and fledgling African country. So it started at the University of Juba, and thanks to the Galfin Family Trust, an American family based in Massachusetts, and UNESCO, believe it or not, the Israel Aid is now being able to do this. And I think it's a tremendous pilot, and hopefully one that will be a huge success and can be rolled out across the African continent.
Fantastic. And that's where we leave it. Rolene, tell us about your Prague trip. How long are you going to Prague for?
I'm so excited. I'm going Monday to Friday next week. I'm off to Prague, off to the freezing cold weather, and returning back here to the freezing cold weather. So I'll miss you guys. I really, really will. But I look forward to returning re-energized and full of interesting stories.
Please, God. Listen, just travel safe.
Thanks, Mark Kath, and a Shabbat Shalom to you and to everybody who's listening this morning. May it be a peaceful and a tranquil Shabbat. And I'll return in time to celebrate Hanukkah with you from the city of the Maccabees, Modi Inn.
Thank you so much. And we'll catch up with you soon. God bless.
Looking forward to it. God bless. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye.